We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the last line of Chof Ches Amud Beis. Omer Rav Amnuna, Ma'arvin v'tardin chayin. You're allowed to use raw beets for an Erev. For Erev Tchum, you're allowed to use raw beets, because we're assuming it's a call to Eichel, and it's Royal Achila. Frank the Marakasha, Eini, Omer Rav Chista, Silke Chaya, if someone eats raw beets, Kota Gava Chaya, it'll kill a healthy person. It's dangerous. I could kill a healthy person. That is dafka if it's half cooked. Half cooked, half not cooked, then it could kill someone. But raw beets won't kill anyone. Same halacha, just brought down a different way. You cannot use raw beets as erev. Why? If someone eats raw beets, they kill a live person. You see people eat raw beets, they don't die. They were talking about that it's half cooked. So if something that's half cooked can be used for erev because it's dangerous, but if it's raw or if it's cooked, then it could be used for erev. Omer Rav Chista, I'm going to tell you the milus of beets. But tafshol tarden, a broth of beets, you cook up beets, yafal lev, it's good for your heart. V'toyv le'inayim, it's good for your eyes. V'chol shkelim v'inayim, and of course for the stomach, it's good. Omer Abaya, v'hudu yosiv abeitapi, it's only if it sits on top of the kira, on top of the stovetop, but of a toch toch, and it's cooked so much that it's making noises like toch toch toch, then you know it's cooked very well, then it's good for all these things, for lev and anayim, like barsht. Barsht is made out of beets. That's what it's good for. It's good for all these things if it's cooked, if it's very well cooked. Amar Rava, Hareini ki ben azai b'shuki Tverya. One day Rava was feeling very happy and very good. And he said, today you can ask me anything I want. I am like Ben Azai B'shuki Tverya. Rashi explains, because Ben Azai in his day was the biggest god Lahadar. Like Rashi says, Ben Azai Shere Dairish B'shuki Tverya V'lahoya B'yamav Oikaharam Kamaisa. There was no one like Ben Azai in his day, like on his level. He used to say, Kol Chachmei Yisrael L'fanei Klipas Hashem. All the Chachmei Yisrael for me are like a garlic peel. Chutz Mekareach Zeb. So that's the Kareach, I think that's Rav Akiva. Back upon him, so Rava said one day, you know, ask me anything you want. Today I feel like Ben Azai B'shuki Tverya. Omli hum Rabbanu L'Rava. Tapuchim V'kama. When you're making an Erev out of apples, how many apples do you need? Like we said yesterday, that when it comes to Erev, there are some things that you need two suitors of the Erev itself, like bread. And there's other things that are lifton, which are stuff that enhance the bread, that you need how much enhancement for two suitors of bread. And then there's a third thing, like dessert. Also, how much dessert do you serve by a suda? That's how much you need for erev. Because erev is varad kainish visa. So whatever is normal suda, if that food, you look at every food is different. Some food are the main part of the meal, and some foods are desserts, and some foods are lifton, are just dips. Back upon him, they asked him, how many tapuchim do you need for erev? How many apples? Amalevi chime arvim tapuchim. So Rabbi said, what do you mean? You can't even use that tabuk of Erev. It's not royal la'achila. And we'll come back to that in a second, this Shagotari in a second, after we learn the Gemara. But the Gemara, Rabbi said, what are you talking about? You can't use apples for Erev. Break the Gemara, you can't use apples for Erev. But now we're going to the Mishnah. Kol o'ichlem, all foods, mistarf and lifso asagviya. The halacha is that really, if someone touches food that it's tameh, he doesn't become tameh. Because usually your food is only a rishon l'tumah. And a rishon only can be tameh, other o'ichlem cannot be tameh adam. But there's an exception that if a person eats tumah, so then if he eats a certain shear tumah, he becomes tumah. It's midrabanan. And it says in this Mishnah, Allah is a half a suda. A suda is either three bayim or four bayim. A half a suda, which means either two bayim or one and a half bayim, that's enough to make a person's tumah. If he eats tumah food of a one and a half bayim or two bayim, it's lifsosagviya, he becomes tumah. And also, any oichlam mitzdarf, there's not to be one oichlam. So, call oichlam mitzdarf and lifts us via bechatzi pras. And all oichlam mitzdarf, I'm also saying, sudas leirev, to make two sudas leirev, uve beitzel a tamet to mos oichlam. And there's another halacha that oichlam is a tamet al oichlam, but it needs a shir kebeya. It has to be a shir kebeya, so all mitzdarf to shir kebeya to mos oichlam. So, what do you see? So, Mara is saying, you see, somewhere from here, the apples are called. What's the kasha from this Mishnah? Ilay Mishum Luktani Kala Eichlim says all Eichlim could be used for Erev. Behind the Bnei Achila, you know these Bnei Achila. Bam Rabbi Yechna, Ilay made them in a Klalis. We said at the beginning of the parak, you're learning from Klalis. Because you said Kala Eichlim, I mean every Eichlim, there are exceptions. So it's not a kasha. He said Ilay made them in a Klalis. Ella, Mishum Dektani, Vamazin Shtei Surus La'eriv. And the next word is Ukabeitza Tamet Tumas Eichlim. And it's like the smichas of two things. It's mashma, anything that's Matamet Tumas Eichlim has a din of Eriv Mazin Shtei Surus. And we know apples, apples are Matamet Tumas Eichlim. What?
It says Mazin
Shtei Surus. Right, we don't know what's going on apples. We don't know what's going on apples. It's called Eichlim. He says, oh, it's called Eichlim? No, maybe it's in Leinu Naklalis. So he said, no, since it says next to Tumas Eichlim, and Tumas Eichlim we know is by apples. We know apples have Tumas Eichlim because it's a Chepsa of Eichel. So then it should also be used for Mazin Shtei Surus. So the Kashis, Rabbi said, you can't use it. Here's where you could use it. So he slugged them up. He said, V'kamar, Rachman, Tabuchim, Kav. It's Taka. He said, then Rachman said how much it is. It's a Kav. A kav tapuchim, which actually is 24 bayim, that's how many apples are used for a suda, either for dessert or for the main suda. It doesn't say clearly, but that's much you need for tapuchim. Now, the question is like this. What was Rava thinking? Rava says, you can't make air with apples. What did Rava think? Can't eat apples? So it's different pshat and rishonim. The first pshat is taisis pshat and daf chavzayin amabez. Chavzayin amabez, on the top taisis, that's the middle of a taisis, is there. Like more than the Tosfos, beginning of the line says, "V'rova da'ama v'chima arvin b'tapuchim." Says lechadude yahum mederabanan avad. He's just sharpening the rabbanon. The ha'atumilu yahav yad nigel kesem meiser that pei gulu karka. They learn mar tapuchim shal yar. Don't say it's talking about tapuchim shal yar. It's talking about maybe like wild apples that are not good. The tzarchum miskondi have to make it sweet. Them kain lo yahav meiser sharp mislilu. Then it wouldn't be arrived from Mishnah Mila because the Mishnah is talking regular apples. Who says talking this type of apples? So, Taisus says a chadude. The Ritva has a different pshat. The Ritva says that we're talking about here attack a hard apple. So, when apples are not so ready to eat, and therefore that was the shiloh over here. If you have erev by tapuchim, there's another pshat. The Rashi's pshat is that there was episode sad. Maybe it's not used as dessert, but there's the main two pshat tomorrow. The Ritva and Taisus. The Taisus of Rosh are very parrots also. Say mahalchim that it was talking about it's hard or it's from the forest. That's the different pshat from say the answer apples. Well, they're right. They don't answer what the right from the ila is. Yeah, it's a good kasha, but they don't answer the kasha. They just ask the kasha, okay, what's the hama apples, and they say two trutzim. That's they say. They both just say like two trutzim. They don't handle taisis kasha. Let's read the Russian side. Chav tesam al aleph. Taisis Rosh says whoever the bookum tame with the rabbi the nikke bekesse meister mit tamtum so ekhum the ekhum gamenu a shema batuchen shel ya ari ol khozel achila to yishu be bayis we have him rus until sits in the house will get soft inam ich dudum rabbanon that's what he says the rabbi parrot says tapuchen be yar mari shema ze khila but no one asks this kasha Taisis asks but they have said all up shel khudude okay dr gamar vaita meise rab shim ben lazo imer Uchlo tavlin velitra yerek. These are different measurements. A measurement of a uchlo of tavlin. This is not talking about Erev. This is talking about Meiser Oni. That's what this is talking about. This price is talking about Meiser Oni. What could be used for Meiser Oni. Like the halacha is every third and sixth year of the Shemitah year, that year is the Meiser is Meiser Oni, not Meiser Sheni. And the halacha is you can't give the oni less than a shear in a sina, like Rashi says. It has to be a chosh of a shear. You can't give an oni one crumb of black pepper. It won't work. So uchlot, which is an eighth of a litra is a lug. Uchlot is a shear of an eighth of a lug. That's the shear of tavlin. You have to give minimum to an oni. The litra yerek and a lug of yerek. Vasara goizen 10 nuts, bechamisha farskim 5 peaches, which they remind him 2 pomegranates, esrach 1 esrog. All these things are chashuv enough to be given to ani. That's what it says in the brisa regarding ma'isa ani. But Omar grusik bardari mishmei the rav nashi bar shigvuli mishmei the rav vechein le'erev. They said over b'shem rav. Rav nashi rav shigvuli says b'shem rav that it's also going by erev. Erev also these are the shiurim for erev. And the kasha is, here it says 5 aparsikim, 5 peaches. Why apple? You need a kav, which is a lot. And here it says, it's enough to have 5 peaches. We said a kav is 24 bayim. 24 bayim of apples is a lot. 5 peaches is not close to 24 bayim. So why by peaches do we say 5 is enough, and by apples not? Peaches are more chashuv. They're more chashuv, they give more. They're more nutritional than apples, it could be. So therefore, they're more chashuv, and therefore 5 is enough. Rav Yosef, we said a tain on this Rav Menashe. Grusik is saying over Rav Nashia that Rav said v'chein le'erev on the brisa. So Rav says, "Omer Rav Yitzchak, surely Amar le'Rav Nashia Rav Shaguli, Hashem should be mechaper for the avera of Rav Nashia Rav Shaguli. What's this terrible avera he did? I'm written alei amisisim. I told him over v'shem Rav v'chein le'erev on a mishnah. V'hu Amar Rav Brisa. He says it on the brisa. V'tnan. What was the mishnah that I said it on? I said it v'shem Rav. This following mishnah. V'tnan im poichsin la'ani v'gairin. You can't give less." To ani, also to a ma'isa ani here, you can't give less than a chatzi kav chitim. Can't give less than a chatzi kav chitim, which is 12 bayim kav seirim. You have to give 24 bayim of seirim. Now, what's the reason why he's mechav in chitim and seirim? The reason is because when you take this amount of seirim or chitim, there's a lot of psoilus involved, a lot of bran and chaff and all this garbage. So chitim is cleaner. You can use more of the chitim for the bread of two sudas, for example. And by sarim, you need more sarim in order to get good flour. So kav sarim is more. Ameyar mechatzikav sarim, chatzikav sarim. Just sarim also chatzikav. What about kusman? What about spelt? The kav chatzikusman. That's what you need. The kav gregris and a kav of dried figs. Or imonad velo. Or if it's made into a dvela already, it means dried figs made into a hard round circle. Then doesn't go by shear of. Volume, which is kav and all things of volume, it goes with a shear of weight, a monot vela, rekiva on pras, a half a monot. And what about wine? Vechatzi lug yayin, the shear of minimum shear for a ma'isa oni is a half a lug of wine, rekiva on revias enough. What about shemen? Revias shemen, rekiva on a shminis, an eighth of shemen. Veshar kol apairis, all other pairs, oma abashol, kadesh yimachrein, viyikach behem wazn shay sudas. All other pairs that are not so edible, it has to be enough that you can sell it and buy two sudas. This is definitely talking about only Ma'is Ani, the Rishonim speak out, the Ritva speaks out. Va'amar Rav, and Rav says on this, Sokrav Yosef, on this Mishnah, he says, V'chein Le'erev. He says, these all the Shi'urim that we gave, Kav Chitim, Kav Sarim, Kusman, Monad Vela, all these Yayin, Shemen, also the same thing Le'erev. So that's what Rav Yosef had a taina. So break the word, my only the high, Mahai. The way Rav answers the question is, my only the high, Mahai, they're both true, V'chein Le'erev. So what's the difference? He put it on this, he said on that, or what was the whole taina? That's Rashi and Gemara's question. That what does one have to do the other one? Rashi, the first word law says the Ikbar Vesiv Rav Nashi the Amar Abraisa, but my Dairi Masisim Loyar Abraisa Loy Sosan Adadi. How does Shmuel come? What's the whole taina? So the Gemara, Ilei Mishum the Ka Tony Bach Tavlin. If the Kash is, because it says Tavlin in the first Braisa, for Tavlin V'Levnei Achilinu. Tavlin is not good for eating, and therefore it can't be used for Erev. So the Gemara says, "Oh, the milk tani chitim v'sarim. Chitim v'sarim also can't be used for erev. They're not edible either. You have to make them to bread." And elamai, what's the pshat? We're only saying chen le'erev on the things that are edible for erev. Things that are not edible for erev, it doesn't work. Agav, here's a big tumult. If you see, if you're allowed to use tavlin for erev, it's not so possible. So mechalik is showing them what's the kamash law in this Gemara if you use tavlin or not. But like upon him, the Mars Kasher, with Brisa and the Mishnah both have the same chesaron that there are things that are royal achila. So why is it better to say v'chein le'erev on the Mishnah than on the Brisa? What was Taino Rav Yosef? Elo, the reason is b'shem d'ktani chatzi lug yayin. It says the sheer wine for an ma'isani is chatzi lug yayin, and v'amar Rav, and Rav Taka says when it comes to erev ma'arv m'shtei revias yayin, you need two revias yayin, which is a half a lug. But the bina kul yayin, you need so much. You know, usually revias is enough of chesivas. Since you need so much, Shema Mina, ki Omer Rav v'chein le'erev, how much is become a Shema Mina. Must be he's going on this Mishnah, he says v'chein le'erev, and that's where he got the shear of two revias. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was, what's better than this Rashi? The Gemara said, no, because we see the Rav says two revias is going on that. But L'chari, it's a little bit shver still. So what was the kasha? What was the teretz? Because it's still not, the reason to get angry on that. If it's both are true, what's the kasha? So because of that, Mashal says, because of that, Tosis had a different shot in the Gemara's question, that the Gemara's question wasn't like Rashi learned, that why is this, just the question was that they didn't know exactly which one, even Rav Yosef didn't know exactly which one he was set on. So the Gemara's question is, where did Rav Yosef see more of this than that, that's what Rav said? Not that he had a kasha, that was a kasha. He learns the Gemara a little bit different. The Gemara just wants to know, where do you see Rav more in this one than that one? But not that this is the Kasha and Teretz, because according to Tosfos, the whole, the two brises do not stem with each other. And therefore, it does make a big difference, which, the Rashi learns the Kasha, my is that what's the difference? We agree to both things anyway. And therefore, the Gemara's Teretz is a little shver. Tosfos learns both brises argue with each other. So it's a big difference what it says v'chein le'erev. And the Gemara's kashmai only high mahai is, how do Rabbi Yosef Taker know which one is Rab? And that the Gemara answers because he says two Revi'is. But about two things argue, so it does make a bigger difference which thing is going on. Look at the top Tosis with the Masha and Tim Sanachas. So the Gemara Vayta. Omar, we just learned in Halacha, in the Mishnah before, of Mazin Shtei Sudas Erev. Mazin two Sudas Erev, all Eichlin and Amatstarev for two Sudas Erev. So Rav Yisrael Ma'adika Sudah Bahai, Vesudah Mahai. Rav Yisrael thought that you need a Sudah from each Eichel. Omale Rabbah, you don't need a Sudah. We thought that total two Eichel. You can't, call Eichel Mastarev means you can have two Eichel and two Sudas. So I'm no, you can have more than that. You can have three, four, five, six, seven. Omale Rabbah, fill the Mechshash Raviyah. You can have much more. All Eichlin Mastarav to Sudas, it can be all different type of Eichlin that can Mastarav to Sudas. Gufa Amarav, Ma'arav Mishnei Revias of Yain. You can Ma'arav with two Revias of wine. That's how much you need Erev. When you do Erev, you need two Revias of wine. Frankly, I'm even in Kulahai, by the time I'm in the Bright Sub Shimla, so I'm Erev, Yain, the sheer Yain of Erev is Kadei Lechaboy. Enough to eat two Sudas with it. Rashi says, Lishrois Boy Pas Mazen Be Sudas. In order to soak two Sudas worth of bread. That's all you need, which is a smaller share. Chaimitz, k'deo tava zeisim v'tzolim. Enough chaimitz to dip in it, zeisim v'tzolim, olives and onions. Chaimitz, I'm reading wrong. Chaimitz, k'deo litva boy. Chaimitz, enough chaimitz to dip in your bread. Zeisim v'tzolim, k'deo lechol b'hem shtei sudas. Zeisim v'tzolim, enough to eat two sudas. So what do you see in this price of Shimra Lazo? That the sheer yayin is kedei lechel boy. The sheer wine is enough to dip in two sudas of bread. And here, Rav is saying you need two revias. And Tosfos speaks out. What's the sheer chaimitz kedei lechel boy? That's a revias. That's a revias. So the question is, really, it should be enough for a revias kedei lechel boy. L'chayr pasha means. And here he says two revias. If you compare chaimitz to this. So the more hasam mechamra mevashlo. The brayser that says that's a lefes, that's enhancement, is talking about cooked wine. Cooked wine was not used for drinking, it was used for dipping. But the regular wine, as it has to do with drinking, you need two revias. Why? You need a revias for each suda. And that's why I need two revias. So there's a difference. If it's chamra vash, so you're dipping, it's enough to dip in it. But if it's drinking wine, you need two revias. Amamar, send this price. Chaymitz el tavaboy. Chaymitz, enough chaymitz, which Tais has a revias, enough that you can dip in two meals worth of food, you dip into your vinegar. Amrav gidlamarav. Kedel Tavabai wasn't Shtei Sudas of Yerek. It doesn't have to be Shtei Sudas of pas, two Sudas of vegetables. Ikedam Rav Gidlam Rav, Yerek Hanech of Shtei Sudas, even less. It's enough to dip in the Yerek that's eaten with two Sudas, which is already less. The Yerek that's enhancing, let's say carrots are enhancing a Suda, enough Chaimitz to dip in those carrots, that's enough, that which is less than Revias, that's enough chaimetz to make Erev. The first shot has to mean if you're eating a suda of vegetables, of carrots, it needs enough to dip in a whole suda of carrots, two sudas of carrots. Here, the second shot is yerek hanech of shei sudas, the yerek that's used as an enhancement for two sudas. Omamar, it says the next thing, zeisim v'tzolim, olives and onions. What's the shear for olives and onions to make Erev? Lechol by moshe sudas. Enough to eat with it, enhance two sudas. Break the mark, Batsalim Ma'arvin. Do you make an Erev on Batsalim? Batanya, on Rashim Elazo, Pamach HaShavas Rameya Beredaskia. One time Rameya was in Rodaskia for Shabbos, a certain city. And a person came walking there. He was walking by that city. He was going, Omalei, Rebbe, Erafti Batsalim Tivin. I'm walking out to Tivin. I'm on the way from my hometown, which was one direction. He's going Tivin the other direction. And he used Batsalim as Erev. And he's walking by Rameya, so I'll visit his Rebbe. And Rameya says, hey, get out of here. Stay right here. You're staying right here. Shira Rameya, Baba Amish Shalai. He says, stay right here. Don't move out of four Amish. Because you don't have an Erev. You left your Tchum and you don't have an Erev. It's not a good Erev. So what do you see? But Solomon's not a good Erev. It's time to speak out something that we're going to see in 15 Blat, Metz Hashem. The halacha is in the Mishnah later on, Memalaf on Beis, that if someone's in a city, he gets the whole city. So the question is here, so why does he only get four Amish? You get the whole Adaskia. So there's two different truths in. The Rashi is masked, but the only time you get the whole city is Mukha Mechitzis. Here Kuvah is Mukha Mechitzis. Taitzis says, Chutz Li'ir Haya. This Taitzis by Yeshiva says, Chutz Li'ir Haya, the Be'ir Haya Malachas Kula. So Taitzis got the mashma that the din of the ear is even without a wall, because he could have answered just no wall. And not if the city has a wall. It's masked Taitzis that you get the whole ear even without a wall, which is a big machlokes, which is very negeya, for any story of Truman, it lands in a city, they get the whole city. Like it was once years ago, a story in Lakewood, they came in and shouted to get the whole city, even without any walls. But we'll get to that, Yom Hashem, we'll learn the fourth parak. Balak upon him, he said, you only can move 4 amas. You only can move 4 amas. Why? Because the B'tzalim are not good. So here it says, in this price, the B'tzalim are good, and here it says, not good, like Kasha. Haba alim, haba mois. One's talking about the leaves, the green leaves that come out of the onion, and one is the actual bulb, the onion itself. Tanya ochal batzol v'hishkin meis. Someone eats an onion and he wakes up and he's dead. Don't say why did he die. He died from eating batzolim. Only by alim, only by leaves. Alim moiz less than bulb. The bulb is not a problem. Less than bulb. Even alim nam le'amaron deloy if tzilzeres didn't grow a zeres. It didn't grow the size of a zeres, which is a certain shear. A measurement. If tzilzeres of a grew zeres, less than bulb is not a problem. It's not. You don't have to worry about the onion. And omra papa le'amaron le'ishti shichra. It's only if you don't drink beer after those green parts of the onion. But ishti shichra, if you drink beer after that, less than bulb is not a problem. You won't get harmed from that part of the onion.